This month's Art from the Ground Up feature looks at the impact that the city's annual summer jazz festival, Pittsburgh Jazz Live International, has on our region's growing Hispanic community. Being thousands of miles from home and family, having your adopted city celebrate your musical heritage can be a very powerful thing. Recently, at one of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust's regular Tuesday afternoon jazz concerts in Katz Plaza downtown, I had a chance to speak with Janice Burley Wilson, a vice president at the Trust who produces each year's Pittsburgh Jazz Live International Festival. It's an event that has a substantial economic impact.
Pittsburgh Jazz Live International Festival brings in people from all over the country. So when you have people traveling from all over the country, they have to stay in hotels, they eat dinner, they're using our buses, our taxis, our airport shuttles and limos. And it's also great for the downtown restaurants, because when we work with the restaurants for the Jazz Crawl, some of them have reported their highest sales on that night for their whole year. And it's great because jazz is making that happen.
And it's an eclectic collection of jazz.
Well, we have a lot of music from around the world. And this year, it kind of just happened that we had a lot of music that had a Latin flavor to it. So we have Eddie Palmieri's Big Salsa Orchestra. He's celebrating his 80th birthday this year. We have another group that's really exciting called Gabriel Alegre's Afro-Peruvian Sextet. And we're working with the Peruvian government on this booking. They are sponsoring part of that performance. So it's very exciting. This is a political collaboration.
The strong presence of Latin music is something embraced by music fans throughout the region, particularly the fast-growing Hispanic community. In a previous year's festival, the performance by a band from Puerto Rico drew the largest crowd I've ever seen at these events. And the vibe was completely unlike anything I've ever witnessed in Pittsburgh. The streets were packed with people carrying Puerto Rican flags and flags from other countries too. Beach balls were bouncing through the crowd, and absolutely everyone was in a great mood. So what's it like to be so very far from home and have your adopted city celebrating your culture in such a big way? I invited Ron Alvarado, the chairman of the Pittsburgh Metropolitan Area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, into our studios to talk about that.
To hear them, for me personally, was phenomenal. That's one of the most memorable moments of my life. I'll take that away with me. It really galvanized our community. The excitement around that event was almost as electric as the rally around the Penguins. We finally felt as a community, as a Latino community, that we were being recognized and represented in the city.
And Ron points out that that is a community that is really growing.
When we look at it statistically, from the year 2000 to 2010, the last census period, the Latino population locally grew by 72%. That's a large number, but off of a small base. So we grew to roughly 30,000. The exact number is 29,969 in 2010. 2014, 2 years ago, the number increases to 40,032, a 34% increase, almost 10,000.
That is a lot. And what a welcoming thing it must be to be newly arrived and find your culture celebrated like this in your adopted city.
When you look at culture, it's about food and language and music. And so it is truly important, I think, for us as a community to continue to have these types of events, because it begins to glue the community. And we're showing that we support it.
This year's Pittsburgh Jazz Live International Festival begins tomorrow night and runs throughout the weekend. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.